Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 7:23 is your time. We have encountered many wonderful stories since the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And I was reading PhillyMag.com, terrific website, and I read this story about Jeffrey Yurick of Soderton. And I went, we got to get him to tell it out of the air because he loved his dad, and dad wasn't here for the championship. And he's on the line with us right now. Hi, Jeffrey. How are you today?
Hey, Angela. How are you? Hey, Rhea.
Hey, Jeff.
All right, Jeff, let's start with this, all right? Your dad made you a great Eagles fan. Is that safe to say?
Oh, absolutely. From day one.
How? What did he do?
Well, growing up, we had five boys in our family, and we always had the season ticket package. And what they did, they had about a group of about 20 guys, and my dad's best friend drove bus for Hagee Buses. So every week, every year, every season, they would, you know, get the bus, and the same 20, 25 guys would take their kids, their wives, whatever, down to the Eagles game from when I was very, very young.
Wow. Eagle cheers, the singing, all the stuff, right, Jeff?
Oh, Angelo, I remember vividly the cigar smoke, the cigarette smoke, because you could do that back in them days on them buses. Just the overall partying on them buses going down there was just, you know, what every kid's dream to do with their dad, basically. It was just a great, great time all the way around.
Well, I just read the quote that really got me, Jeff, was you said, the cigar smoke, the beer, the rowdiness, great times for a young kid. See, nowadays they wouldn't say that, Jeff. Nowadays they're going, wait, you were smoking with the kids, you were drinking around the kids. But back then, no one cared about that stuff. It was a bonding experience. That's what made it great.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely.
All right, so when did your dad pass away, Jeff?
That was in 1979.
Oh, wow. So he's been gone a long time. And all these years... All these years, you've wondered, right, what would happen if they won?
Yeah, this was back in the early vet days. We were 700 level the whole way, the 700 level crew, you know, all the rowdiness up there.
So last Sunday, the Eagles, they win the Super Bowl. How soon after they win do you think of your father?
How soon what?
How soon? The Eagles win. Everybody's celebrating. Are you already thinking of your dad right in that moment, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at my Twitter, the game was only over maybe 2 minutes, and I tweeted, beautiful, effing beautiful Eagles, rest in peace, Dad. After the game wasn't even over 2 minutes, and I tweeted to my dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, but that wasn't the end of it. You wanted to go visit his gravesite the next day. So tell us what you did.
All right, Monday morning about 9 o'clock, I get up, and there's a Wawa right behind my house. So I ran through the Wawa to get the paper. I had to wait in line for the paper because that's what everybody was buying. And shout out to the Daily News for the $4 charge for the paper, but that's beside the point. But I grabbed the paper, went back home, grabbed the chair, the bottle of Wild Turkey, and took the flag off my front porch and went to the graveyard about 10 o'clock Monday morning.
And let me just say, I the photo is of the flag draped over the tombstone, a beautiful floral arrangement on top of the tombstone, the Daily News with the front page right out front, and a beautiful big bottle of Wild Turkey, and you already poured him a drink for that. Right?
Yes. Now,
what's the significance of the Wild Turkey? Was that his favorite drink, Jeff?
No, that was just a bottle that somebody gave me as a gift, and that was a little special in itself, that particular bottle, you know.
Right.
And my dad always liked a good shot of bourbon, you know, so.
Absolutely. Now I also notice here that there's a beach chair. And here's what I was picturing, Jeff, that you sat down and talked to your dad.
I absolutely did. Angelo actually literally sat there and read him some articles. I actually explained to him the Philly special play on fourth and down. I was like, Dad, if fourth down, instead of going for three in the Super Bowl, he pulled this Philly special play out. And I swear I heard my dad going, he did what? And you know, it was an amazing experience sitting there with him. And I really did read him a bunch of articles out of that paper. I would do a little sip, pour a little sip on his grave, and read him a little bit more. I spent probably a good hour there with him.
That's awesome. See, Jeff, here's what I loved about your story. So many people had this connection with members of the family that were no longer there. I didn't know that this was 40 years. You've missed your dad for 40 years, but you never forgot what it meant to him, and it brought him back to life for you. You had a conversation with him.
Absolutely. Angelo, even in the bad years, I would go over there and talk to him. Well, not this year, maybe next year.
Right.
You know, explain the ups and downs of being an Eagle, and he absolutely understood it.
Jeff, do you have kids?
Yeah, I have a daughter.
Is she an Eagles fan?
Oh, absolutely.
Handed it right down. Hand it. That's the way it works. And someday she'll handle it down too, and that's the way. That's why this means so much. Jeff, is this one of the biggest thrills of your life?
Oh, absolutely. It totally overwhelmed me. You want me to tell you what happened?
Yeah.
Is the tweet wasn't something that was thought out. Is I was sitting there and I was getting ready to leave and I said, well, let me take a quick picture of this and tweet it out for my family members and my Twitter followers, who I would say probably 50% of them are diehard Eagles fans. So I took the picture and I got home and I never tweeted it out till about 2 o'clock that afternoon. So that night when I went to bed, I saw there was, you know, a bunch of hits, a bunch of retweets, a few comments. I thought, that's pretty cool. So the next morning I get up, and I was at my daughter's house walking her dog at lunchtime, and all of a sudden my phone just started going bonkers. I'm thinking, what the heck is going on here? So by the time I got back to her house, I probably had 200 hits on that tweet.
Wow.
So then I saw that it was featured in Twitter Moments. As soon as I opened Twitter Moments, it was the first thing that I saw. And then literally for 2 days, my phone did not stop buzzing for 10 seconds at a time.
You're famous, Jeff.
It got to be a bit overwhelming. When it really got me is first Philly Magazine hit me up.
Yeah.
And then CBS3 hit me up. And then CNN reached out to me.
Wow.
And I thought, holy cow, this is really, really gone somewhere here.
Well, it is. You know why? Because it's such a beautiful story of a son and his dad and how they bonded many, many years after his passing. I think it's the reason we had the reaction that we had last week.
And the thing that was really neat about it is the lady in the Philly Magazine article didn't say this, but the tweet about the guy said, I literally hate the Eagles.
Mm.
That guy's tweet was, I'm a huge Dallas fan, and I literally effing hate and despise the Eagles, but this is beautiful.
That's something.
That's nice.
Let me warn you on that Dallas fan, Jeff. He's probably looking for the rest of the bottle of Wild Turkey. They're hard drinkers there. Jeff, I love it. Jeff, you're such a great story. Thank you so much for coming out with us today. And we'll all think of your dad today. It's a beautiful story.
Thanks so much, Angelo.
Jeffrey Yerk of Soderton. Honored as
that. So much to him.
That
to
a beautiful
that.
Story.
Spent like an hour reading stories.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.